This music comes from violins recovered from the Holocaust. This is from a performance 2 years ago in which violins were played at Temple Israel in Charlotte. The stories of these violins and the people who played them are the focus of an event this evening at UNC Charlotte. Music professor James Grimes will read from his book, Violins of Hope. He was inspired to write the book 2 years ago when the violins were part of an exhibit on campus. That exhibit marked the first time the violins were on display in the U.S. His research included a visit to the Israeli violin maker who restored the violins.
Going and visiting Amnon Weinstein's workshop in Tel Aviv was one of the most miraculous experiences of my life. Seeing those violins for myself, holding them in my hands, and thinking about what those violins and their owners had been through together was a very moving experience.
Grimes says the research affected him. Often he found it difficult to simply turn off his computer and move on with daily life. But he says he didn't inject those feelings into the book.
It didn't need dramatization. It didn't need me to say, you know, tens of thousands of gruesome deaths, tens of thousands of deaths stands on its own. And doesn't need me as an author to fill it out.
He says the music played on these violins served a crucial role in the survival of many concentration camp prisoners. The music gave them hope.
When people walk out from the Stories and Music from Violins of Hope event, I hope they leave with a wider understanding of the important role that music played during the Holocaust to save lives, but also to help people hold on to their hope for better times.
Tonight's event begins at 7:30 in UNC Charlotte's Belk Theater. The event will include UNC Charlotte students playing the same music that was performed in concentration camps.